You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tanan el Hashem. So, Mashabbat Shalom. Plita Tiburon Sholam, 515 tefillot.
How long it took him to do this tefillah?
We explain. From Tu B'Av till Sextaf Adar.
In the 36 days he did
it? No. From Tu B'Av till Adar.
Oh, my God. Until Adar.
Yeah. Yeah. 6th of Adar, then he passed away. You count all the tefillot 3 times a day, except Shabbatot, that you're not permitted to ask personal requests. It's 550. So, Chatam Sofer brings a very beautiful insight. So, Vayet Hanan, that means pleading. So now, if you add the name of Hashem to it, name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is equal to what number? 26. And you add 26 with 515.
541.
Beautiful. 541. So if you add Yisrael, how do you get?
541.
541? Very nice. So now, so here, the code is very beautiful. And that is, Yisrael is equal to name of Hashem and Tefillah. So what does that mean? So now you have to work it out. Now I gave you the introduction.
If you're Israel, you have to recognize Hashem to tell you that if you don't recognize Hashem, you're not Israel.
That's okay, well, beautiful. Very nice. But how about?
Real Yehudi has to do
tefillah
without tefillah is not real.
Chazak Baruch, very nice. Bachavod.
Next. Where is?
So now, as far as to do mazaneh, to see what type of grade we have. You know, people that buy diamonds, so what concerns them about the diamond? What do they need to know?
The pure clearance.
Clarity.
The clarity and
color.
And weight. And
weight
and? Price.
Clear.
And? Price. Like, you buy a lot of diamonds. These things.
Yeah, like.
Like, so now, the quality of the diamond, I mean, diamond is a diamond, you know, but the cut, the color, the other terms they use, no? No? Well, it all matters, right? Yeah. But there are different terms that they use, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. It has to go together, yes.
Who do you buy from? Because
that's right.
Change it right away.
Right. So here we learn a very beautiful message, and that is Yehudi actually his quality depends that when he does tefillah. How much of awareness has about Ribono Shel Olam? So that's why when you add tefillah, that is, and tefillah also is 515. What Hanan? 515 plus Hashem, what do you get?
Israel.
So that means Israel is 541, right? So now, if you do tefillah, that means you did 515. So you need another 26. What is the 26? So that means the combination of the Hashem and the tefillah is you. So what does it mean? Doing the tefillah by itself is not good enough. So that means how you doing the tefillah, how you aware that who did it for, what kind of awareness that you have, like at the time that we are supposed to recite our Lahash, that we have to be aware that Hashem is right in front of us. So this gives you a better cut and better color and better
quality.
Right. As Bala Turim explains, if you add Shira, how many you get?
I
have 15. Shira is equal to 515. Yeah, so that you should know. So actually, what Hanan and Tefillah is equal to Shira. Why? Because Tefillah without Shira is not a Tefillah. Tefillah has to be Shira. And you know, the Otiot Shira has another message for us. What is the Shira reminds you? How do you write Shira? Sorry? No, how do you write it? Shin Yud Resh He. So now, if you bring the He to the beginning, and then the Yud after it, He, Yud, Shin, Resh. Hayashar. What does Hayashar mean? Straight. Straight. So what does that mean? The crooked paths in life, imaginary crooked paths, it's only because you don't say Shira. When you say Shira, all the crookedness becomes straight. So that's why the Otiyot Shira is exactly Hayashar. Hayashar. So that means if you like, the paths in life becomes straight. What do you need to do? Chah-chah every day. Yeah. Not to do chah-chah every day. Yeah. And this is so immense, you cannot believe. And not only that, listen carefully. Listening?
Yes.
Listening? Good. Listen. See, here, the sad matter here is that even though that the paths are maybe or might have been straight, but you stop saying Shira, it becomes crooked. Yeah. Don't forget. Yeah. And that's the whole problem. You know, the paths are, you know, straight. And then, you know, you complain, you become Achmud, then you come, you know, ay-ay-ay, oy-oy-oy, how come like this, you know, and then everything becomes crooked. And Hashem says, oh, John, I made everything straight for you. Now you make it crooked. Ajaba. Yeah. So now here.
And it's charge free.
Charge free, yes. Yes, it's charge free. Yeah. Right. So here. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, it's a very interesting thing. How do you say smile in English?
Smile in
English. Smile. Smile. Yeah, very nice. So now, how do you write a smile?
S-M-I-L-E.
F and mile.
How do you write?
S-M-I-L-E.
Right. So now, if you bring the S to the end, what do you get?
Miles.
So that means when you smile, you go miles and miles and miles.
Sad, the copy.
Oh, you never noticed. Miles and miles. No stumbling, no nothing, no bumps, nothing. So that's why to do tefillah has to be with Shira. Why? Because this is the greatest powerful remedy that we have, that all this crookedness that has been created, be stopped. Coming to Ribbono Shel Olam with the spirit to sing for him, to thank for all the brachot that he has given us. And get a different accountant. You know, unfortunately the ledger that we have created, it's not really derachshan. It's not glowing, right? Because you keep writing down on your ledger, this happened, that happened, why happened, why, you know, all complaints, all negative. So you have to get a different accountant. You have to get a positive accountant. The ledger has to be changed.
It only has the credit side.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, it's a very great segula. Every day, you get a ledger and write down, thank you, Hashem, for every item that Baruch Hashem you're privileged to have. You never know how hard it is to put on tefillin till Chas v'Shalom, not for anyone to broke your hand. Chas v'Shalom. But while you right away you put it, you never come to your senses and say, thank you, Hashem, my hand moves. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you should not speak on that time, but afterwards. Yeah. Afterwards, you have to thank, you know, for every little privilege that Hashem has given us. And unfortunately, you know, you take it as a granted. Now, yeah, you know, I got up, you know, I sit, I get up, you know, I move my legs. But then you realize, you know, this hurts, that hurts, that hurts. You know, what happened now?
Baruch Hashem.
So it's the greatest remedy, you know, make everything straight. Sing, show gratitude. Not Chas v'Shalom, make everything crooked.
But it's crooked, how can we make it straight? It is crooked, you see it is crooked.
Yeah, it's your imagination. It's imagination. Happened to be. You go anytime to the museum?
No.
No?
We live in a museum.
You go? You don't go?
No,
it's good to go sometimes, you know. So happened to be a group of people that went to the museum. So happened to be somebody, you know, the guide, you know, showed the very portrait, very collective portrait. Is that this guy would say, why is it like this? You know, it has, you know, scratches, you know. You go to the next one, the same thing. Next one, the same thing. If somebody in the group say, excuse me, take your glasses off. I think you have scratches on your glasses. That's how it is. Yeah, you see everything crooked. Is it scratched? Is this? Why? Because you need to change your lenses, you know, especially the rosy one is the best one. And unfortunately, we lose the sight. We lose the perspective that, you know, see good, then everything's going to be perfect. Was that a shame? And escape, was that a shame? Shalosh Baruch Hu, Zakeh Otanu, Barbi Yeshuot, Semachot, was that a shame?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.